Having recently brought a boat into my own family, I am quite excited to talk to this next individual who apparently has had boats in his life his entire existence, which I'm a little jealous of. This is Benjamin Davis. He founded True Course Yachting in 2012, a generational captain. Ben grew up working for his family's charter sailing business. Immersed in the yachting world, Ben developed a strong affiliation and devout passion for the marine industry. His natural seamanship and leadership abilities have led to many opportunities to manage and captain boats all over the world, from the eastern seaboard to Hawaii and Central America. Headquartered in Yarmouth along the Royal River with a new branch office operating in downtown Camden, True Course Yachting has experienced rapid growth since its founding in 2012. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
So your new office is really new. It's within the last month or so.
It is the last couple of weeks. We just had our big opening event with all of our industry partners up in Camden just a few weeks ago.
So what that tells me is you guys must be doing okay.
Yeah, we're doing all right. We've got a growing team. We've got 10 people on our team right now, and looking forward to starting the hiring program up in the mid-coast and bringing some more captains and crew onto our roster.
True Course Yachting does what you call comprehensive management offerings, which are port captain delivery and concierge services. For somebody who's not in the yachting or boating world, what does that mean?
So what that means is basically what we're doing is providing concierge yacht management services for the people who own boats under 100 feet, primarily owner-operated. They don't want to rely fully on professional captains and crew. We provide the support for them to fall back on for all the things that they don't necessarily want to deal with on the day-to-day. And they're typically busy folks who want to enjoy their boat, but might not necessarily have the time to do all the other kind of fringe stuff that we focus on.
So last summer when we were trying to get our boat out of the water quickly, we have a little Pursuit. It's by no means a yacht, not even close to 100 feet, but we knew there was possibly a hurricane coming, and we called you up and we said, hey, can you help us out? And you absolutely did. You managed to get it up out of the water, taken care of. We didn't have to worry about it. And so that sounds like you do everything from actually offering captains for people's larger vessels to the types of services that we enjoyed.
Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of project management like that, a lot of support. So we lean on the boat yards and the boat brokers and other professionals in our industry to do a lot of the hands-on service stuff. And we kind of act as a coordinator for all of that. So luckily that circumstance ended up pretty well, and we got your boat out and safe.
And I think this is important because although there are people who are like you in families that have been boating for many years, there are also people like me who may have lived in Maine the entirety of her life and still never owned a boat.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. We see that a lot. We see a lot of folks who might have done a lot of boating when they were younger, and then, you know, they may have moved away from the ocean, and they didn't have that experience sort of in the middle of their life, and now they're having the opportunity later in life to come back and kind of rediscover boating how it used to be. And typically when that happens, they run into some of the challenges that boat ownership has, and we try to just make that a smoother process.
So for you, you are involved with your family's charter sailing business, and you've been associated with the marine industry, sounds like, your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
What was the path that you took to get to the place where you actually own your own business that now has a satellite office?
Sure. So Kahuna Catamarans was the name of my family's business in Florida. Worked for the family business there, and after that made a bit of a jump out to Hawaii, where I worked for Trilogy Excursions, who were actually have come full circle and are working with again in a project management capacity, which is really fun. Got some great experience there. Got called back to Maine about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, when I started working for the Biddeford Pool Yacht Club. And in my last full season there, I started True Course, and that was almost 4 years ago now. So that was the path that that really helped me progress from charter captain to the private yacht world, and then following that into starting this business. And it's the business and building the team that I really have kind of really found my niche, I think, and I'm really enjoying so far.
When you were working as a captain, you must have also worked with individual teams on some of the larger vessels, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, the whether it was private yacht stuff out of Newport, Rhode Island and yacht racing, which I did there, or some of the larger charter company stuff, which would be Trilogy and Maui, they did have pretty fairly large teams and got an opportunity to manage one-on-one and kind of develop those skills.
Not everyone feels drawn to manage or lead or organize other people, because it's one thing to manage yourself. It's another thing to sort of look at all the different moving pieces and people and try to get everything to work. Mm-hmm. What is it about that appeals to you?
I don't even know if it's that it really appeals. It's what I feel like I should be doing, and it's very natural. You know, I'm pretty confident with what my strengths are, and I like to fill in those other holes with people that are better than I am. So building those teams and filling those gaps in the places that we need them in different parts of the business is something that I really enjoy and that I'm really drawn to.
One thing I've noticed about the marine world is that it seems to be people know each other. It seems like you can talk to somebody and they'll be like, oh, I knew this person when I was over in Italy, or, mm-hmm. you know, I was mm-hmm. around the world. And it just seems like it makes the world seem like a much smaller place.
It sure is. It is a very small community. Relationships are everything in our business, in our industry. And that's one of the things that I love about it. You can go anywhere in the world and run into an old friend or at least one degree of separation. It's that's one of the big draws for sure.
So what are some of your favorite stories about captaining, or about some of the things that you've done since you stopped doing that?
Well, I wouldn't say stopped, because there's always the opportunity. Just a few weeks ago, I just got back from a trip bringing a boat from North Carolina to Florida for Bruckman Yachts, and I'm back down in Palm Beach this weekend working with Bruckman again. And so there's definitely lots of opportunity there, which leads to a pretty fun lifestyle at times. But some of the best stories are definitely come from our customers, where we've had opportunities to both teach and support folks to be able to do things with their boats that they necessarily wouldn't have done before. I mentioned Trilogy Excursions before, and we just started a project with them, partnering with Gold Coast Catamarans in St. Croix, which is great, because I've been away from Trilogy for some time now, but because Gold Coast is an East Coast, it's based in the Caribbean, they're calling on us to use some of our project management team to help them build a new sailing catamaran for Maui, Hawaii. So that's a pretty cool story of you know, keeping those relationships and everything coming full circle again.
Is there a difference between yachting or sailing in places like Hawaii, the Caribbean, and places like Maine?
Yeah, fundamentally it's all the same, but they're definitely, you know, local knowledge is a big deal, and also the different sailing cultures are very, very different. New England is historically one of the best places to sail in the world, and we definitely like to think that. It also has some of the best boat builders and craftsmen here, specifically in Maine, and that's why we're here. That's a big reason. It's got a really deep sailing culture, and then the environment is just fantastic. There are lots of places to go, and in my experience, being in the Pacific and then over here in the Atlantic, it's the best place to be. Hands down.
Why? Why is it the best place to sail?
Well, one, you've got some of the best boat builders, so you have the opportunity to sail some of the nicest boats in the world, which is fantastic. But then it's also the environment, the islands, and the season. You know, we're coming into the spring season now. It's all very exciting. You can feel the energy of the boatyard starting to get busy, and the shrink wrap starting to come off the boats and all that. And I think everyone, even if you're not within the industry, I think people feel that. You know, they drive down the road, and they can see a little more action going on the waterfront, and it's really a culture around here.
So for someone who is just wanting to either get back into boating or get into it for the first time, what are some of the things that you talk about with them?
Pairing the right boat with what they want to do and how they want to get back into boating is probably fundamentally the most important thing. And for that, we lean on some of our brokerage industry partners and people who sell the boats, who are much better at finding that pair than we are. So we work with East Coast Yacht Sales a lot here in Maine and all over New England, and those guys are real professionals at finding that right pairing, because if you're not matched with the proper boat, it's really tough to find that right blend. But then once they get put in the right boat, that's where we come in. And the experience of having the confidence on board and going to the right places and really being comfortable in and around the boat with their family is kind of what we excel at, building that confidence.
Yes, I'm thinking about when we first got our boat, just and having not had a boat before, just actually getting the boat into the dock. Just making sure that we didn't crash into the dock. And it's surprisingly more difficult than you might think.
It sure is. Yeah, we do a lot of one-on-one coaching with folks when they build a new boat, because boats nowadays are pretty complex. You know, there's lots of systems, there's electronics, there's a lot going on. So we kind of start there, so people are familiar with all the components and systems of the boat. And then we go into the boat handling. I work with a lot of families about how you communicate on board, which is very important. It can be kind of a stressful thing every once in a while, so that's a big deal. So it's really a pretty comprehensive how-to when we start working with people on board.
Yeah, that's actually an interesting point, because I remember one situation. We have six kids in our family between the two of us, and five of them are in college. One of them is in high school, so they're all fairly old, but having never had a family boat together, just knowing how to say, put that over there and put the bumper, pull this in, and that can get surprisingly challenging if you're in a place where maybe the wind is high or the tide's in a strange,
stress level goes up a little bit. Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. For some reason, everyone's communication changes from being in the kitchen together to being on the boat. The blood pressure goes up a little bit, and we try to minimize that and make everyone really comfortable so that they can have a good time when they're boating. It's not a stressful event.
What I really enjoy about getting out on the water is just the opportunity to see the world in a completely different way, to see islands that I've known maybe. Like, I've seen them out from the mainland, or maybe I've driven over a bridge to them. But when you see them from the water, there's something really unique about them. And it really kind of reminds you of just how vast this body of water that surrounds us is.
Mm. Yeah, you can, that's one of my favorite parts about being here, especially in Casco Bay, because you can spend a lifetime exploring, and you can rediscover it every season. And it's really, you know, another great reason to bring your boats here and to explore Maine.
So what are some of your favorite places to go within Maine?
Casco Bay, again, is fantastic. Penobscot Bay, really looking forward to this summer, having the new location in Camden to be able to explore Penobscot Bay again, because there are so many great little seaside towns and villages to bring the boats in, and the communities up there are so welcoming to transient boaters that I'm really looking forward to explore Penobscot Bay more this season.
What about other parts of the world? What are some of your favorite places?
Oh, sure. Well, the Bahamas is great. We're in the Bahamas quite a bit, in places like the Abaco's Marsh Harbor. We've got some really great clients of ours that spend the winter in Georgetown, so we're fortunate enough to go there. I'll be in St. Croix a bunch starting next month working with Gold Coast Yachts. I've never been there, so looking forward to explore there a little bit. And then, of course, there are lots of places to go in the Pacific.
So for people who are, like you, interested in doing something within this industry, but maybe haven't, doesn't seem like there's a particular map, like how to start an organization like True Course Yachting. It doesn't seem like there's not a college course on how to do this or a business school course. It seems like there's a lot of figuring it out.
Mm-hmm.
What advice would you give them?
A lot of making mistakes
and
pivoting from those. I think if there's anyone out there that wants to get into the marine industry and is young and is willing to work really hard, they should come talk to me. I hope my email's on this so they can shoot me an email and we'll get together for a coffee or something. But the biggest thing is start building relationships and get outside of your zone or your boatyard and go meet people, because as you said before, it's a small community. The more people you meet, the better you're going to do. And I think that would probably be my best piece of advice, was just to get out and meet the characters, meet the personalities, and start making a little bit of a name for yourself.
What did your childhood look like? Why did you, do you think, when you were a kid, did you ever see yourself doing this at this age?
I don't think I would have seen myself do this, but now looking back, I can see how it all happened. My parents are a huge influence in what I've done. My dad's probably got one of the best attitudes out there. He's the most positive guy I know. And my mom's got this work ethic that's pretty unbelievable. So that you combine those, and that I guess makes for a halfway decent entrepreneur. And that's kind of how I ended up here.
Is there anything about being an entrepreneur that you found challenging or intimidating?
Oh, it's challenging every day, but that's probably the best part. The not being afraid of not having a day off for a really long time, or maybe ever. You're always kind of on. But there's lots of stuff intimidating. There's lots of scary stuff, but I think that's why we do it. And that's what I love about it, the challenge.
So what are some things that you have found particularly intimidating?
It's a lot of diving in head first when you're not quite sure if it's going to work out or not. And a lot of times it doesn't, but those times that it does, it makes it all sort of worth it. And then also the people factor is everything, right? So building those relationships and figuring out kind of how you can bring the most value to folks, kind of the easiest way possible has been really challenging for me, and that's not just customers, that's mainly my team, right? So we've got an incredible group of people at True Course that I'm really fortunate to be able to work with every day, and my journey in getting to know them and what kind of gets them up in the morning and setting out a path for them that they want to go down is both hard and the most rewarding thing.
Where would you like to see yourself in 5 or 10 years?
Well, hopefully we keep growing like this, and we'd love to have True Course offices down the coast and in Boston and Annapolis and Charleston and all over the place. So we've got pretty high goals, but I think we're on the path. So
is there anything else that you think that people would like to know about True Course Yachting as they're possibly considering, maybe I'd like to hire Ben Davis?
Well, we're really luckily we've got such a depth of knowledge with the people that we're working with that we can really customize any program. So everyone has different needs when it comes to how they want to use their boat. And I would just encourage anyone, please reach out to me direct, so we can talk about it. And that's the best first step. And whether it's not getting enough time on your boat and how do we maximize that time that you do have, or there's some more challenges of you don't feel like you're using your boat well enough, or maybe you don't know what kind of boat you should have. Let's talk about it. And I think that so far our track record's shown that we can adapt.
What is the website for True Course Yachting?
It is www.truecourseyachting.com.
And I'm assuming on that website they will have access to your phone number and your email address.
The whole thing, yeah. And our Facebook page is pretty active. We're working pretty hard on that. And so you can find us. Absolutely.
Well, I must say that I've really enjoyed working with your sister, Emily, who is the social media online editor for Maine Magazine, Love Maine Radio, and people at 75 Market Street. And if she, if this is a family work ethic that you're describing, then I certainly also see it in her. So if you are as hardworking and as intelligent and as intuitive as I've seen Emily to be, then I have no question that you will be just as successful as you are hoping to be in the next 5 or 10 years.
Thank you very much. She coaches me along. So.
We've been speaking with Ben Davis, who is the founder of True Course Yachting, a company that he began in 2012, which now has offices in Yarmouth and Camden. Please take the time to go find out more about his organization. Ben, it's been really great to have you here, and I wish you all the best in your endeavors.
Thank you, Lisa. Thanks for having me.